Taking the dog for a walk again. It's been a busy day today. It's been a day, or the past 2 days, of doing work that isn't permanent. What I've been doing is I've been putting a temporary kitchen into the area that's going to be our new kitchen diner, whilst I work on the old kitchen, which is going to become the utility room and pantry. I can't do the finished kitchen yet because we haven't got all the materials to do that. We've got the carcasses for the units, the kitchen units, and that's about it. And the kitchen diner has to, a lot of work has to be done in there before I can even attempt to start fitting a kitchen properly. But in the meantime, I've had to rip out the existing kitchen, which is going to become the utility room and pantry, because I've had to put new pipe work in, gas pipes, water pipes, waste pipes, box them in, get them certified, take off the old units, which of course is pulled off the plaster of the old walls, and so a lot of prep work's got to be done in there before I can turn that into a full utility room. And yet at the same time I've had to move the utilities back into the, in there, because it's limited space. So I've been doing that and spending 2 days doing a job that you know is only temporary. Well, I was a bit downhearted when I took it on. But my partner is chuffed to bits. She's so happy that she's got a large working area, working space, large temporary kitchen. That makes me feel a lot better. I mean, she's a good one, I suppose. Well, she's a good one. There's no suppose about it. So, 2 days, getting some units, putting some worktop in, fixing them, securing them, levelling them, only to know that they're going to be taken out in a couple of months. To be refitted yet again in a similar position to that I've already fitted them, but I won't be able to use the existing fittings and holes because I've got to redecorate the entire room first. Such is life. All that while I'm helping my son acclimatise to his new home, preparing for college with all the questions he has about that. He's doing a performing arts acting course in college. He wants to be an actor. And the college that he's in now, which is Riverside College in Stockport, which is a very good college for that. They have a very good performing arts curriculum. Far better than the one he would have had he stayed living with his mother. And that's not the only reason he moved, though. For the college, he's always wanted to live with me. You might have to excuse the wind noise in the background. I'm talking through a headset microphone. It's a bit blowy. He's always wanted to live with me since he's stopped living with me a few years ago. But it's a big change for him, so dealing with that. New home. And trying to find some new work. My work contract ended last month, and I'm living on what I've got left. Spending money like there's no tomorrow, nothing coming in. We've all been there, I'm sure. So I've really got to knuckle down, and I promised myself when my son starts college, which is Wednesday, that's the day I shall sit down at the computer, because the computer is in his room at the moment, because there's nowhere else to put it at the moment until I sort the office space out that we have ready. Well, I have our office space, I've just got to make it into an office. It's currently being used as a storeroom. So I need to find some work. I'd have no real worries about that. I always pick up work along the way. And I don't need an awful lot of money. More now, I suppose, that I'm living in a house again and with someone in the family environment. But we'll see. That shouldn't be too much of an issue, really. Very good people. You don't expect a lot. So there we go. Dog's happy as Larry. He's never had so much walking in his life. He's got a big grin on his face. And I keep wandering around this park with its little pathways, and he loves it, stopping and sniffing and having a wee wherever he likes, leaving his scent. I'm surprised he's got anything left, any small dog. I think he stocks up on water just before he comes out so he can leave droplets everywhere. Well, I'm going to stop now because I want to keep this bill under 5 minutes. For the 5 min boo or the boo 5 min tag. And I'll tag it as a rambly boo because that's what it has been, really.